You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, Wisconsin health records say 11,000 children in Milwaukee are unvaccinated and at risk of contracting measles or other diseases. We discuss the national outbreak and whether the disease is here to stay. First, it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. This week, we're taking a look at two major utility developments happening on opposite ends of the state. We start in northern Wisconsin, where a subsidiary of the Xcel Energy Company has applied to the state's Public Service Commission to build a new transmission line along the Bayfield Peninsula. Danielle Kading is a WPR News reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Judith.
Xcel Energy already provides power for 75% of customers on the Bayfield Peninsula, and now the company is applying to build a new transmission line. Why is Xcel saying that it's necessary?
Well, it's because the line or parts of the line are more than 50 years old. So the utility wants to upgrade power in the area to, well, basically strengthen power and reliability because they've had problems with outages in the area as well as voltage issues because there have been more people that have been added to the line or at least the load on the line has increased in cities like Bayfield and Washburn over the years. So really it can't handle what it's seen at this point in time.
My understanding is that there are two proposed routes for this line. What are officials considering as they decide which route to ultimately construct?
Well, they're considering a number of things. One, they want to minimize the environmental impacts to the area. And when I say they, I mean the five towns and the two cities that would be affected by this project. You know, it's a very scenic area, and so they want to maintain that character of the Bayfield Peninsula. And they figure by doing that, that it's probably a better idea to follow the existing route of that transmission line. So there's been a project that's been proposed, or I guess a route that's been proposed on the eastern side of the peninsula that would follow the existing line that is already there. And then there's another western route that would cut through areas of the Bayfield County Forest and affect more land than has been previously.
So that's the environmental side. Are there other concerns for landowners who may be living or have a business near one of these routes?
Yeah, these routes have different impacts. Xcel says there's pros and cons to both of them. For landowners, there would be more homeowners that would be, or more landowners that would be affected by the west route, which does not follow the existing line. And it would also require more trees to be cleared to build that route. Along the eastern route, Xcel says that that might make it more vulnerable to provide reliable power to the area in the event of severe weather, and where they feel that going along the west route might provide more reliability because then you'd have them geographically and physically separated if you had one line going around the eastern side of the peninsula and then following this other western route. But the company has also said that they are not favoring or preferring any route at this time, and they proposed a second route in response to community concerns.
And Danny, what is the timeline for first the decision on which route will be used and then for the actual construction?
Well, Xcel just, or Northern States Power, a company owned by Xcel, had just filed the application this spring. So right now it's going through the permitting process with the Public Service Commission. Xcel is hoping that they can begin construction next year with a goal of having the line in service by the end of 2021.
Well, Danny, thanks so much for keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Judith.
Now we head to the southwest part of the state, where dozens of new cell phone towers are expected to be built this year by communications company Bug Tussle. The scope of the project has some residents raising objections. Gillian Pomplin is a reporter with the Crawford County Independent. Gillian, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much.
Can you give us a sense of what this company, Bug Tussle, is building and planning in counties in southwestern Wisconsin?
Yes, it seems that they are trying to create a data pathway that sort of runs through Iowa, Richland, Vernon, Monroe, and La Crosse counties. I'm aware that they've also built towers in Lafayette County.
And you reported on some of the questions and concerns that people in those counties are asking about all these new potential cell phone towers going up. What are some of the specific concerns you're hearing from residents?
Well, you know, a lot of the local opposition has bubbled up in the media, now in our newspaper, but also in the newspapers, the Episcope in Lafarge and the Epitaph in Biola. They're really questioning, you know, the need for these cell phone towers. All of the permits that Bug Tussle, which is based in Green Bay, are filing are sort of boilerplate or rubber stamp. They all land in the county's zoning and sanitation offices and state that their proposed sites will have AT&T mobile voice and internet and Bug Tussle fixed internet services. The local residents in West Lima, in particular, have expressed that they feel very well served with the fiber optic cable that has been delivered to essentially to the front door of every resident in Vernon and in this part of Richland County from Vernon Telephone Cooperative. We in the area serviced by the Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative have marvelous, fiber optic cable internet delivered to us from the Richland Grant Cooperative. It's about $75 a month to obtain, you know, that kind of service in, you know, what is typically referred to as a high cost, which is to say rural area where, you know, the population densities dictate that these companies who may want to come in and provide these services will have a hard time getting a return on investment for, you know, the amount of cost of putting in the infrastructure. So we're very fortunate in these rural areas. We also have adequate cell phone service. And so a lot of the local counties are and residents are saying, gee, why are you providing us something we essentially don't need?
And do the residents feel like they had ample advance information, or is there any sense of this kind of having come up unexpectedly?
Well, I think the some of the counties, particularly Iowa County and La Crosse County, have been seeing these applications coming from front of the zoning and sanitation departments for a number of years ramping up to this. Monroe County says that, you know, they were getting these permit applications in 2017, 2018, and now continuing into 2019. So I think it's more a situation of local residents becoming aware of these towers, the number of them, and the fact that, you know, they're essentially going to be sited in some cases right in their backyard.
Gillian, due to changes in state law, it sounds like county and town governments don't have a lot of say in whether or not these towers get built. Can you talk about the position that those municipalities are in?
Well, after the Wisconsin legislature passed what is known as Act 20, which was, you know, I'm not an expert on state government, but I think it's, you know, sort of a budget omnibus bill where a lot, you know, there's a budget that gets passed, but then they will tack on a whole bunch of extra things that don't, you know, really seem related. And in 2012, the legislature passed Act 20, which essentially removed local control, or as it was more traditionally known, especially out here in rural areas, home rule from municipalities, which includes counties, villages, townships. They have no say in these siting decisions about where the towers are put or if they will be made. So You know, there's a lot of sort of homegrown resentment to that. There's also a feeling, I think, of frustration on the part of the counties in particular where these permits are landing that, you know, they basically have no say in any of these decisions.
And Gillian, briefly, as we wrap up, what are you watching for next as this develops?
Well, I think, you know, there's been a group that's been organized now in sort of headquartered in West Lima, which is, I don't know, a population of 20 or something, you know, people for sane technology. And so they are, you know, organizing to educate local residents about how this is a local control issue, how it's actually a landowner's right issue, because they say that property values in the proximity of these cell towers can plummet as much as 20%. They're also concerned that these towers could be, as the CFO of AT&T recently essentially explained at some conference in Europe sponsored by Deutsche Bank, it's sort of the AT&T's stepping stone to 5G through this national contract they've gotten to create this first net. So they're concerned about the health effects of 5G if that is in fact, you know, where this is going.
Well, Gillian, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet.
Gillian Pomplin is a reporter for the Crawford County Independent. She was with us to talk about dozens of new cell phone towers being constructed in southwestern Wisconsin and to wrap up our weekly look at news from around the state.